This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hey everyone, it's Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm with Matt Huff of O'Gara Aviation. O'Gara is a broker of used high-end business aircraft. And Matt, you've been telling me that demand is pretty good, has been for the last 18 months. Why is that and what's coming?
Well, we're seeing the a lot of pent-up demand being resolved as a result of the slow growth of corporate aviation for the last 7 to 8 years. And going forward, we see things improving through 2020 at least, as the new airplanes, the OEMs introduce new airplanes, and that generates interest in the used aircraft business at the same time.
And who are these buyers typically?
Well, they range from everything to large and small corporate operators to high net worth individuals primarily.
And what do you see as the best values on the market today as far as pre-owned jets?
Well, it varies depending on the mission need. We're seeing a very active market in the Gulfstream G200 because of its performance capabilities relative to its current pricing. And the mid-cabin airplanes like the Citation XLS have always been good. The G550 has also become very active as pricing on those airplanes have become a lot more attractive to a broader scope of people.
Now we're in a period, and I've seen analysis on this, where the manufacturers have to constantly be developing new airframes, and they have to sell those things. And the more of those they sell, the more the market becomes saturated. So we're almost in a point, or I'll ask you, are we at a point where there are almost too many airframes out there?
Well, there have been. Basically, there was an assessment about 2 years ago that the manufacturers had overbuilt relative to the demand that was out there. And it's why some of the new product was delayed or extended to try to wait for the overall world economy to improve again. And we're starting to see that now. And of course, the U.S. is leading the way, and as it usually does, and it also leads the way with new sales. And that's what we're seeing for the OEMs at this point. Business has been good. Their international business is starting to pick up again, and all of those things affect and impact our ability as well and improve things as well. A rising tide lifts all boats.
As a broker, you're intimately familiar with the psychology of buying used versus new. And how do buyers make that decision? Do buyers that come to you, wouldn't they have looked at a new airplane typically, or are they going to come in and be basically value buyers looking for an airframe that's 3 or 4 or 5 years old?
Generally, it segregates into two relatively distinct categories. There's new buyers and there's usually pre-owned buyers. Pre-owned buyers are looking for value, and they find that they get the same utilization that they would out of a newer airplane at a lower acquisition cost. Operating costs are going to be about the same. So it really comes down to it's a financial question, not an airplane performance question. And with new airplanes, usually there are advantages, tax advantages for some companies, and they use that as a reason, justification for acquiring a new airplane.
And tell me about the tax advantages. Are there any tax advantages for buying new now versus used?
Some time ago, there was a depreciation allowance that was allowed for purchases of new equipment and some used equipment. That accelerated depreciation generated a lot of demand, especially toward year end every year in the airplane sales business. That went away several years ago, and that big impetus for sales activity at the end of the year went away with it. I know there's talk in Washington right now. There's a proposal in the new budget bill to return or reinstate that accelerated depreciation. Whether or not it'll pass, we don't have any idea at this point. But it's pretty clear based on past history that would really incentivize some people who may have been on the fence about buying new versus used and so on to pull the trigger.
Do you think the manufacturers have to modulate their expectations and their sales goals for new jets? Obviously, they have to develop new product, but if they develop too much and try to sell too much, then the market becomes saturated and the prices tank again.
It's a complicated process between trying to stay ahead of technology and also measure market demand 5 to 10 years into the future. A lot of times it's just a gamble. It's a guessing game, and for the most part, over the years, they've been pretty accurate, in making the market and the supply workable. But a few years ago, when the economy really got soft worldwide, and they were designing airplanes especially for long-range foreign markets, and those markets didn't materialize, or they started to materialize, and then they went away for some period of time. Those guys are starting to recover now, and they're taking a more active approach, and so it's likely that market, that problem will resolve itself here within the next few years.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Matt.
My pleasure.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've been speaking with Matt Huff of O'Gara Jets. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.